and like any love affair, it's completely bewildering. Because it's not your rules, please. We make all these rules for our life. It's like those people who put things on their mirrors, you know, what are they called? Positive statements or something.
Affirmation.
What?
Affirmation.
Affirmations, there you go, right. I will try not to get lost today. I don't know what people affirm. But this is life. You are going to get lost today. Because it's a love affair. And you're going to make mistakes, and you're going to offend your beloved because you didn't notice something. You know, it's like as a guy, you just didn't notice she was wearing a dress that was just really carefully put on, you know, and you're not forgiven for the whole evening. And life is like that. The beloved, the great beloved, she creates a beautiful scenario, and you're kind of thinking of your accounts or something, and you walk through, or your job prospects, or whatever, and you don't notice it, and then you get told off. Then life closes some doors. You don't understand. It's true. It says, you don't take notice of me, that's trouble for you. She's a woman, she's a goddess. She says, now I'm going to show you my other side. I'm not all sweetness and light, you know. And she does. It's a relationship. So women have the much better start to this relationship because they actually understand it's a relationship. They have this genetic imprint of relationship. So they know there are these connections. There is this whole way of being in life. Guys have to try to learn it. But even for women, it's also a love affair. It is a love affair. Because why else are we here? To be a success? What does it mean to be a success? If you're a Sufi, it means to lose everything. If you're an American citizen, it means to get everything. You don't know what being a success is. You have no idea what it means to be a success. If you saw, I mean, yes, there is this thing called the Book of Life. Yeah, I don't know if you know that. There is, it's written somewhere. It's a beautiful book. Everybody's personal name is on the cover of their Book of Life. And in this Book of Life is written certain things that are going to happen to you in life. And certain things get added as you go along. But what is the story the Book of Life that is your life is telling? That you don't know. It is his story, you see. It is not your story. And we are so identified with my story. You know, I've got to tell my story. I've got to live my dream. I've got to do my thing. Yes, it's important to express your individuality, up to a point. That's why you really need to have a sense of humor to do this Sufi thing. Just like in a love affair, you've got to have a sense of humor. Otherwise, you're doomed from the start. It's his joke. You are part of his joke. We are all part of his joke. This whole world is part of his joke. And you don't know what your life is about. Yes, before you incarnate, before the soul comes into the body, it gets told. It gets given an imprint. And then through this really bad trick, you forget it. And you have to spend all of those years, hopefully, discovering what it was all about. And you'd be surprised how many people say no, they actually end up living somebody else's life. And you can't get somebody else's joke. You can only live that meaning that is imprinted into you, which is your bit of the divine meaning, your bit of the divine joke that is creation. Now you can say with so much trouble in the world, how can you say it's a joke? Because it's a different dimension, it's a different reality. It involves not identifying either with suffering or with yourself. I don't want to say envision life as a love affair, because you can't envision a love affair. Try to relate to life as a love affair. Live this secret, this incredibly tender relationship. If you live that, you will find your life gets much, much simpler and much, much clearer. Because if you are really in love, there are so many things that fall away that you don't want to do anymore. You just want to be with your beloved. It's amazing how much clutter in our culture we accumulate, very, very cluttered culture. And if you approach life as a love affair, you want to be in that love affair. You don't want to be collecting stuff, which is the great American pastime. You want to be being sensitive to your beloved. You want to be listening to your beloved. What is he trying to tell me? What is she trying to show me? When is she beautiful? When is she terrible? When is she angry with me? What did I do wrong? What do I have to learn? How can I please my beloved? What is this whole thing of life? What is this whole relationship with life? Does this person belong to my love affair with life, or did I just step into somebody else's love affair with life? You learn to listen to life as you would in a love affair. Yes, you are going to get tricked. You are going to make mistakes. You're going to get made a fool of, like in any love affair. It's not the point. Life is not here to be done rightly. It is here to be loved. That is the gift of being a Sufi. That is the secret we have been given. That is the key to unlocking this door in life. Life is here to be loved. We are part of this mystery, and we have the privilege to become conscious of this mystery. Everything in life is a love affair. Every interrelationship in life is a love affair. Even the pollution on the planet is part of this strange love affair. You'd be surprised. Much more simple and more complicated than you know. And it is his love affair. It is not your love affair. You are part of it, yes. You are a little part of it. So try to be present in that love affair that is within your heart and within life. It is like taking your heart and giving it to life. Which is, what do we do with our beloved? We take our heart and we give it to our beloved. And now we just say, beloved, you are everything. And while I am here in this world, it is your world. Show me what you want to show me. Sing to me what you want to sing to me. Reveal to you what you to me what you want to reveal to me. Help me to love you more in this world. Then life responds like a lover. See, it's as simple as that. I always say, if you treat life like an object, life responds like an object. If you treat life like a lover, like your beloved, then it responds. It doesn't behave in the same way. It allows life to wake up, you see? It allows life to open its eyes from this slumber that has been imposed upon it. This kind of poisonous slumber that says life is dead or life is sleeping. And when life wakes up, really, then you will find yourself in a very, very, very different world. It's here. It's all around. You can see it. I always say you can begin to hear the buds of spring beginning to break open. You can smell it in the air, that hint of life wanting to wake up. Life wanting to throw off this bad dream of materialism, this bad dream of abuse, this bad dream of pollution. Just like you want to wake up out of a bad dream yourself. Ugh, I am awake, I'm not in that dream. Life is the same. This particular culture has become a nightmare. And it's time for life to wake up, and part of our duty as Sufis is to wake it up by loving it. Because that's how you wake somebody up. That's how you wake up somebody on the path. You love them. A spark goes from your heart to their heart, they wake up. Very simple. It's not complicated. Tremendous esoteric mystery, but very simple. And what is done to us can be done to life, and that is part of our work, to give this love back to life. This very, very, very pure substance that also has another dimension to it. And this is what I said at the beginning, which is a prayer written by somebody else. Somebody uses us to write a prayer to blow into life. There are very, very, very powerful prayers, you know. There are prayers that when they are written, they are and they become. They come into being. And there are prayers that are written by the masters of love in the hearts of those who work for them. They change your life, yes. When somebody writes Allah on the back of your heart, that's written in the book of life, in the book of the lovers of God, and it can never be undone. Never. Belongs to this sacred covenant between the Creator and His creation. And somebody is using our hearts, our souls, our spirit to write a prayer to blow into life right at this minute. The prayer was written over the weekend, a beautiful prayer that has to do with the mystery of creation. Has to do with awakening something within creation that has been forgotten. And because we are lovers, it is done with love. It is done through our heart. It is a prayer of love, because life is a prayer of love. We have been told it's hard work, it's you've got to struggle, you've got to live your dream, and all of that. No. Life is a prayer of love. Life is a song of celebration. I was a hidden treasure and I longed to be loved, so I created the world. So the creation loves the creator and the creator loves his creation. It is one, actually. It is just reflected in the mirror of the goddess of this world. The one ray of love comes out of the unknown, is reflected in this mirror that we call creation and becomes multicolored with all the thousands and thousands of forms. And those thousands of forms sing the name of God in different ways. Sing the praise of love in different ways. And we hold that secret for humanity in our hearts.